One morning, the hamster we were keeping for some friends escaped and got into the squirrel cage fan of our furnace. The furnace kicked in, giving Hammy a ride that would beat anything at an amusement park. When I tried to help it, it tried to bite me. Finally, with leather gloves, I was able to place it back in its cage. People get into trouble too, and while God tries to bring them back to a place of safety and comfort, they kick and fight and try to bite the hand of the one who is trying to preserve them. Did you know that God has your best interest in mind? I'm quoting the Apostle Paul now. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Maybe you got stoned last night until you passed out, or cheated on your spouse, and the guilt is driving you up the side of the machine shed. God will forgive you if you ask. He longs to bring you back to the place of comfort. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I'm listening to AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies. I feel a hot wind
on my shoulder. Have you heard of Healing for the Ages? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. Join us on September 13th and 14th in Dallas, Texas at the Healing for the Ages Conference. Dive deep into topics like what causes cancer, epigenetics, the power of detoxification, natural healing through botanicals and homeopathy. Learn to take control of your health with wisdom from Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Henry Ely, Dr. Jana Schmidt, Dr. Edward Group, and guest speakers Dr. Lee Merritt and Dr. Judy Mikovits. Can't make it in person? No problem. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED. Get $50 off virtual VIP registration and enjoy exclusive content from the comfort of your home. Hurry! Early bird prices for in-person attendance end on September 1st. Don't miss your chance. Register now at healingfortheages.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Hey folks, disaster can happen at any time. The PE Survival and Prepper Show is coming to the Boulder County Fairgrounds in Longmont, Saturday, August 31st and Sunday, September 1st. Vendors or patrons, you'll find thousands of items designed to make you self-reliant now and after the collapse. Mark your calendars and visit peshows.com for info. This show will feature first aid demos and a survival seminar on Sunday. Get moving. I'll see you at the show.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Around you. And welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And daily in the evenings from 6 to 7, the first hour is played on, again repeated, on AM radio in Johnstown, Colorado, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts or for streaming, or else just on the AM 1360, covering all of northern Colorado. First hour, talking about the devices that were blowing hands off of people in that had these little pagers. It was quite graphic, the people coming into just one hospital. In one hospital, there were probably, 20, 25 men that were there. And they were, get this again, they were all military age men. They were all terrorists. There may have been a few few civilians possibly, but very, very few. Israel targeted the individuals that they knew were terrorists, operatives. They targeted these individuals. Holes in the hips, damage to the crotch, depending on where they had their phones, the back pockets, the front pockets, and the chest, their hands, some probably reading a text. They had damage to the face. So 3,000. Initially, the reports were like 1,500. No, there were 3,000. Israel has warned the Hamas, has warned these terrorists. They're not going to fool with them anymore. Firstly, according to Psalm 83, they hate God because they worship other gods. They don't worship the God of Israel, so they are at war with God himself. Then they are at war with Israel, the Jewish people, who they want to genocide, commit complete, total genocide of the 12 tribes of Israel. If that's not enough, then they want ethnic cleansing of the name of Israel and everything that pertains to Israel in its history. King David, Moses, Christ, Messiah himself. Israel is now moving to the fourth quarter. And the next response is going to be from the area of Jordan. And then Israel is going to gladly accept taking over the nation of Jordan. Israel, according to Psalm 83, will occupy the Gaza Strip. Will be Israel's territory once again. It was Israel's territory until Benjamin Netanyahu, in his first time as prime minister, gave it away. He's never going to make that mistake again. It has caused Israel nothing but hardship, heartbreak, conflict, hatred of the nations. He won't do that again. Israel's going to take back the Gaza. The nations can jump up and down, stomp, throw dirt in the air, do whatever they want. Israel is going to, once again, begin to rebuild Gaza. The Arab peoples are going to dissipate elsewhere into the surrounding areas and maybe into Africa, Northern Africa. And anyhow, Benjamin Netanyahu is the individual that God chose to win all these battles against terrorist groups that want to not only genocide, cause genocide to the 12 tribes of Israel, but also to ethnic cleansing of the name of Israel once again. I repeat these things. I'm redundant. I have to be redundant because we forget about important things in just history. JFK assassination, 9/11, Waterloo. But prophecies that are being fulfilled have to be rehearsed over and over and over, because I know that we forget. We have short-term memory. We forget things because we're being bombarded with so much new information daily that it's hard to keep to remember everything. This is why I say that the Gaza War is a war in Psalm 83. It is a prophecy. It has a beginning. It will have an end. It has an individual who will free Israel from all the terrorist threat within the country, without the country. The individual's name, Benjamin Netanyahu, the greatest king of Israel, or prime minister of Israel in modern times, and next to King David, and maybe Solomon, the greatest king or prime minister in our terms of Israel in Israel's history. The last shall be first. And we now know who is going to fight the war for the nation of Israel, in spite of his own government, the people wanting him to end the war, wanting him to negotiate, wants a ceasefire. No, he can't. It's not in Psalm 83. He won't. He can't. Even if he wanted to, it won't be possible. The minute he sits down to sign an agreement with any of the Arab groups out of Qatar, Egypt, America, working together to sit down with even Yahya Sinwar, he will not sign it. Something will happen. A meteor will fall out of the sky and cause darkness for 24 hours and everybody will panic. He won't sign it. He can't. Psalm 83 war. Israel must free itself from enemies within, the adversaries within, the enemies without. Israel has to be a land at peace. Once Israel's a land at peace and no conflict and is beginning to rebuild from war, then Russia, Iran, other nations, they are coming.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
Oh, yeah. optimistic about the way that things are going.
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I try to mind my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, will your bachelor of arts help you?
When Honiak was assassinated, and we don't know who did it, it's still unclear as to who did the assassination. Like I stated in the first hour, Israel hasn't admitted that they were involved with all of these pagers being blown up in the pockets and in the hands and in the faces and in the hips and in the sides and in the back pockets of the terrorists that hate Israel, hate the Jewish people, 3,000 of them, and probably more. They were all military. They were all military. They're terrorists, young, and I saw one guy that's probably 50. But all of them were men in the hospitals that I was witnessing on the videos. No women, no children. Men, military age. Now, when Hania was blown up in his apartment, the Iranians said they were going to retaliate. And Israel stated back then that if they retaliate, it's all out war. And then when Israel made that comment about straight-out war with Iran, and Iran cannot defeat Israel. There is no way possible that Iran can defeat the nation of Israel. The terrorist groups collectively have not been able to halt the momentum of Israel's military in the strategies that they have set in place. All of the Arab nations collectively cannot defeat Israel. They can't. Israel has even more sophisticated ways to take out these enemies. Israel realized that they had to use these pagers because two things. Number one, you eliminate 3,000, you take 3,000 men off the battlefield. These men are wounded. They're not going to recover in a day. Fingers blown off, hands blown off, big pieces, chunks of arms blown off. I'm being graphic to tell you, this is war. Guys laying on their side because their hip, their clothing has been blown off. And they have no skin. There are skin grafts. One guy, his whole head is bandaged. He must have had that thing in front of his face. Another man, holding a big cotton bandage on his eye. I'm sure he lost an eye. These men are out of commission. And these people, by being out of commission, can you imagine how many nurses and doctors are going to put in overtime? We just said, oh yeah, there's 3,000 people injured. Oh, and we go about our way. No. When you understand the details behind it. Guys, they're with bandages on their crotch and their left hip, their back pocket. One guy, bandages on his right lung. Israel, this is just another way, one additional way that Israel can conduct war. Iran, a day ago, launched a supersonic missile toward Israel. That's it. Israel said, okay, now we'll show you what we can do. You launch a missile, we'll launch a code that will detonate 3,000 pagers in the pockets, hands, faces, hips, back pockets of terrorists all over Lebanon. We'll take them out of the game. You're not going to fight a battle if you can't pull a pin off of a grenade or shoot a rocket launcher because you don't have any fingers, or you can't see, or you're going to be 6 weeks in rehab having skin grafts. This pretty much was a warning to, big warning, massive, huge, to Hezbollah. All of the nations in the Middle East do not have a chance against Israel. Iran does not have the capability to defeat Israel. And this makes the Arab world, the Muslim world, not Arabs. This makes the Muslims in Turkey, they're irate. In Russia. So Iran is going to promise us to retaliate. Israel says, you do, and we will pretty much take you out. It will be all-out war. Then right after that comment, Russia and China and North Korea announced, well, we're not going to allow our ally, Iran, we're not going to allow them to be attacked. We'll step in. Well, Russia is going to step in. And when they step in, guess who's going to be sending Russia? Russia's industrial base, manufacturing, weapons department. They are at full capacity, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The only time they're down is to maybe rebuild a little bit of machinery, but then they're right back into production. Well, guess who's assisting Israel? Russia. Korea. Korea is sending weapons through Siberia into Western Russia. Some of those weapons. And then also Korea is supplying more weapons to Iran. And I don't have no doubt China is also involved. China is also assisting in the weapons buildup for Russia. When Russia comes, there are going to be so many billions of dollars worth of weapons that will be coming south. There's going to be a great sucking sound. The great sucking sound of all the weapons of Russia and Turkey, and probably some from Ukraine, which being given to Ukraine by Empire, the great sucking sound of all these weapons coming south to the mountains of Israel in the nation of Jordan. And then you're going to be the sucking sound and all these men and armies coming from Ethiopia and Libya from the south through Egypt up north, coming north. So that's what's happening. That's what's going to happen. And then Taiwan is, they're not too happy with China. And there's still an unknown conflict there. China is hell-bent on moving and occupying and absorbing Taiwan. Because Taiwan has the chips, all of the sophisticated technology for computer chips, for everything. If China takes over Taiwan, I wonder what's going to happen with the American car manufacturing, European manufacturing car dealerships or companies. What's going to happen? So China, and you're not going to stop China. This big sister, she's this. I'm telling you, here in the United States, everywhere I go, I see CCP members. Everywhere. CCP members. Wyoming, Colorado. Everywhere. Why? Because all the turtles have been gone out throughout the world. The turtles are in the universities in this country. They're in all the highest departments of government in America, New York City, in our government, in the Defense Department. The turtles have gone out to the whole world. How many eggs does a turtle lay? 100? And all these turtles have gone out. And they're in our government. And really, this is in the Bible that we would be invaded by the nations. And we would be, it would be a welcome invasion. It wouldn't be they come in by force. No. These invaders are being invited. They're being invited in. It's in the Bible. Jeremiah 51. These enemies, they're enemies, they're soldiers, they're military. They have military purposes. Even the Haitians. You know, Donald Trump, strategic move by him on the debate night with Kamala Harris. Strategic. He makes a comment about the Haitians eating Sylvester the cat, Tweety Bird, Donald Duck, you know, Porky Pig, eating the Haitians coming in, and now it's a hate crime in Cleveland. Even the little cartoon characters aren't safe. Now, the other thing not mentioned, with those coming in, whether they be Haitians, Venezuelans, wherever they come from, they're bringing in the occult. They're bringing in, I'll make it more clear, occult means hidden. Let's don't use the word occult. I'll use the word witchcraft, Satanism, voodoo, Santeria. That's what they're bringing in. Straight out Satan worship. I was telling a friend the other day, these people in South America, they are cannibals. This is, and I remember listening to another brother, Christian, Steve Quayle. He's talking for decades about eventually the rise in cannibalism. I watched a video, and I'm going to be a little graphic here, so little children, plug your ears. No. You keep your ears open. You need to hear. Down in South America, South American country, they have a shop. On the table is a cadaver, a woman. And this woman, I'm sorry to be so graphic, but the American people, you're too sanitized. Your ears are too pure. Oh, your ears are too holy. You can't hear things like I'm going to explain to you. This woman is being butchered, cut in pieces, steaks. To be sold on the market outside the street, on the street. And behind her are racks like you would hang beef. And you have women, their feet tied, upside down, naked. They're going to be butchered next. This is what the Lord Jesus said is going to happen. As in the days of Noah, it will be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. The witchcraft will cover the earth. Like these forest fires that are being started intentionally in the smoke day after day, night after night. Your ears are too pure and too sanitized and too holy to hear the truth, the present truth. This is the present truth. Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, Have you memorized every public restroom on your way to work? Sat through too many meetings with horrible stomach pain? Is no energy your new normal? It's time to spill your guts. Urgent diarrhea, chronic stomach pain, and extreme fatigue can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help today at spillyourguts.org. That's spillyourguts.org.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out, 970-776-0258, My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gruska's C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Weekdays, 11 to 1, the Present Truth Program, 1360khnc.com. Podcasts are archived on 1360khnc.com to the podcast section, the Present Truth site. And then weeknights, 6 to 7, the first hour is aired on AM 1360. Johnstown, Colorado, covering all of northern Colorado and portions of North Park. Stay out of North Park. I want to don't tell the Californians, don't tell the Texans, don't tell the New Yorkers about North Park. We don't want them to know. We don't want it contaminated. Of course, not all New Yorkers and not all Californians and not all Texans will contaminate. But the majority will. It's in the mind, it's in the head, it's in their culture. In their communism, let's just be honest. This is called the present truth because that is the present truth. They're communists. They're amigos, comrades, compadres. Those are Spanish words meaning family. Okay, So Israel is going to begin now. The momentum is going to accelerate, and the with this Israel targeting these pagers, this is going to be a sign to all the other terrorist groups. They must work together. Israel now has so much momentum, like Donald Trump, so much momentum, they are going to have to work collectively to one final push. P-U-S-C-H-E, I think they call it, like they did in World War II, the Germans' final push to genocide Israel. Well, they're falling right into the hands of the prophecy in Psalm 83. The nation of Jordan, they must involve themselves. They can't stay out of it any longer. Had to cough. I had to cough here. I had to sneeze on the last hour and had to cough on this hour. Just, I don't know, maybe I swallowed wrong. Now, I am going to just finish that Russia, China, North Korea have made it clear they are allies of Iran, and they will not allow Iran to be attacked by Israel. Even those nations collectively won't defeat Israel. But they will come eventually at the War of Armageddon. But that's 7+8 years out. The government knows. Our government realized that Armageddon is coming. And they realize they know where it's going to be fought. They know roughly when it's going to be fought. Do you want to know the year? 2032. For the Christian people, by the middle of 2028, the Great Tribulation will begin. And for the people that don't know what I'm talking about, it's not code, it's in the Bible. Christ talks about a 7-year period of hardship. The first 3.5 years of hardship are called tribulation or distress or great suffering. But the final 3.5 years of the tribulation is called Great Tribulation, meaning unbearable, mind-numbing hardship. That is the 3.5 years where the Mark of the Beast system is activated. It's not activated before the first day of the last 3.5 years of extreme hardship and misery. On the first day, it will be triggered. Now, with that, here in August, the Federal Reserve, they met yearly at the old Rockefeller haunt in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Because we're so close, you need to know the whole story. And there was a woman by the name of Kate Daly. She has a radio program. I'm not sure where it's out of. Maybe Wyoming. I don't know. She had a guest, Mel Mattison, M-A-T-T-I-S-O-N. MelMattison.com. I'm going to just kind of give you a brief their discussion. They were talking about the Federal Reserve meeting in Jackson Hole in August. And in conjunction with that meeting, that group, they had a meeting with individuals that were pushing for blockchain, the blockchain. It was a blockchain symposium. And guess what? Wyoming is ground zero for cryptocurrency. They can't do it at a national level. They're going to do it at a state level. And guess who's going to do it? Where it's centered? In the Republican state, wink, wink, Wyoming. It's the haunt of all the unclean, hateful billionaire birds that are New World Order. There's a senator, her name I think is Loomis. She sponsored the Bitcoin bill, and I think she was in attendance. And the plan is in Wyoming to put a Bitcoin into the strategic state currency reserve. And so they're discussing this Wyoming state token, is what they call it, act. It's an act being discussed. This was the this in this country is a law that was enacted to put in place a central bank, but it's not a government-controlled digital currency. It is a state currency. It's called the Wyoming Stable Token. It's going to be controlled by the state of Wyoming. Passed into law in 2023 and established a commission. They established a commission to plan the way to accomplish this plan. They're presently laying the groundwork to put in the Wyoming State Token. It's kind of like the U.S. dollar, but it's a cryptocurrency that would be accessible. Transaction level details, and the with it, transaction level details, or the ability to turn it on and off. So if they don't like you, then they'll turn it off.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit coloradoproperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and hack we're out alone, riders on the storm.
All right, so in Wyoming, they're laying the groundwork to put in these Wyoming State tokens, digital token. And again, it's like the U.S. dollar, but it's a cryptocurrency, and that will be accessible to these individuals. they'll be able to control it. They'll have be able to control any transaction. They want to turn it on, off, they can do that. They'll know all, they have the details. They have, it's a transaction level detail. The ability to, so they can program, interest rates for different types of people into this currency. So if you're a conservative, you pay 9%. If you're a Democrat, you pay 3%. Would it be that unfair? Absolutely. And if the government decides that you're not in line with their carbon credit plans, well, guess what? You get higher taxes. There are many, many really questionable uses of the coin. But at a national level, why start there when you start at the state level and you go state to state to state? Now, there's been a lot of pushback against the Federal Reserve and the central bank, so we're starting to see the individual states like Wyoming beginning to talk about it. And the matter of this issue with these cryptocurrencies at either a state or a national level is not going to die. They want it. They desperately need it. They want control of our money. The way to control our money is through digital control. The host, her name is Kate, she made the comment that this is very horrifying. And she's asked Mr. Mel Mattison, Mattison, MATTISON.com, asked her if Wyoming is the first state to do this. He goes, yes. Wyoming's always had the history of this type of stuff. And the Senator Loomis, they call her the crypto senator. She's named, I believe it's Loomis that's called the crypto senator. She's controlled by the donors. By who? The billionaires. Jackson Hole is a billionaire center, one of the biggest centers in the country. Many, many billionaires moving there. Now, Jackson Hole in itself, I'm going to try to figure out how to present something to you before before the hour's over. Many of the people in the Jackson Hole area are billionaires. Now, you go to Jackson Hole, and immediately your license plate, from the time you get in to the time you leave, you are being followed by all these different cameras. And they're reading your license plate. They're documenting who's there. Why? Because they want to know who's coming and going. Why? Because this is their paradise. They do not want outsiders in. Wyoming, it is the Rockefellers, they basically owned Jackson Hole. They bought it. They purchased it. It was theirs. The Rockefeller Highway is right there. They were friends, great friends with, and we didn't know this back then. We don't know it now. One of the great buddies of the Rockefeller family was the Clinton, was the Cheneys, out of Wyoming. And within Wyoming, there are so many corrupt for 100 years, families corrupt in mafia-type activities. Dan Rather got his start by following the great investigation in Rock Springs, Wyoming. There was a family there called the Anselmi family. There was drugs, prostitution. There was corruption. What other things could I bring in? And Rather went there to cover that. The guy that eventually did the investigating turned over state's evidence. He was shot and murdered the night before he turned in the evidence. The sheriff, Cantrell, this is all documented on, you can get it on YouTube, on internet. Cantrell shoots him with two deputies in the back. And they said that Cantrell said that he was being threatened by the investigator, Rosa, and Cantrell shoots him in the head, and he gets off scot-free, and he was promised that if he would do this, he'd spend 1 year in jail and be given a great position for the rest of his life, which he became. He hired up the cattle industry up in northern Wyoming, gave him, he protected the herds. I forgot the name of what they call him, from cattle rustlers. And he kind of disappeared. But anyhow, the Anselmis were the family that was being under investigation. Well, Rosa dies. The way the story goes is that Dan Rather was covering the story. He gets a phone call. Dan, leave town, don't ever come back. And then Dan goes to New York, and boom, he's nationwide. So there's a lot of corruption up there. Former governors, the Cheneys are right there. And the Cheneys, during the Reagan administration, great friends of the Rockefellers, and still great friends. And Cheney right now, Dick Cheney oversees the what happens on the old Rockefeller ranch. Too much attention by the Rockefellers. That ranch is a beautiful ranch, pristine. But Dick Cheney, the corruption goes deep into the Republican Party. I'll have to conclude in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
This is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The Dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have anybody to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
So right here to our north, we have the crooked criminal state of Wyoming with all the billionaires moving in, with all the Halliburton, all the oil, with all the mines in western Wyoming. And you have years ago, the corrupt governors of Wyoming, Herschler, very corrupt. I think they're probably most likely still corrupt, still owned by big money. But anyhow, they want to go to this new crypto token. It is called the Wyoming State Token Act, which would be a stable token. And in Wyoming, they can pass these laws and put in place these bills because there are a few people. There's only 50,000 people, half a million people there, and they don't need a lot of votes to pass certain bills. Though it's called the Cowboy State, it should be called the Crypto Billionaire State, according to Mel Madison. And with Cheney was involved with Halliburton in Wyoming, still was when he got out of office. He still lives up there with the daughters, and they're all Rockefeller people. And Halliburton, directed by the Rockefellers in the Gulf War over in Afghanistan and then the Gulf, Halliburton drilling for oil. It's all Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney, very powerful. I don't know how old he is. He's got to be maybe 105, maybe 15, somewhere in there. Seems like he lives forever. No, they don't live forever. But his daughters, Rhino Republicans, they're not Republicans. And the center, the hub. Oh, another thing about Wyoming, too, that I'd read is you have offshore accounts. You know, people do a lot of offshore hiding of the wealth. Well, Wyoming is an onshore haven for money laundering, for hiding money. Onshore. You don't have to go offshore. You don't have to go to Cayman Islands. You just come to Wyoming. And Wyoming passed one of the first states to pass the LLC. LLC, if you want to start an LLC, why? Because these billionaires needed a way in which to hide their money. But guess what? There's another government coming, another structure coming to the United States. And this coming government wants to know who these billionaires are and where is their money, where are they hiding the money, how much money they have. Guess what? Tricksters trick themselves. They think they can run and hide and protect themselves from the eyes of the coming government. They are absolutely fooled. Visit tomorrow, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com for the Present Truth Program. Podcast 1360, KHNC.com. Podcast section, Present Truth site. We'll visit tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.